Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
Man, it's been a while, and one of our favorites for sure, Panthers head coach Paul Maurice joins us this morning. Must be nice to be back home. Blackhawks tomorrow at 1 and Islanders on Sunday. Good morning, Coach.
Joe, how are you, man? Good to see you.
Hey, man, it's great to have you. And I'm watching this thing, and you're going through it, and every game is like, hey, we're playing pretty well. And you get the 3-0 win the other day, get the shutout against the Kings. And I was thinking about this, keeping guys motivated in the regular season after all the success that you guys have had. Is it something you concern yourself with some of the core of that team that you had last year when you won it all?
Yeah, it's what we talk about every day. And it's almost not a motivation. It's that part's there. It's that energy source. And we've had some challenges. And one of them is, and it's a new challenge for us. What's it like when you come off winning a championship? You know what? We did a little schedule. Our schedule has been a really big challenge for us. And I think, Joe, in the end, this is going to be great for us. But to put it in perspective, if you sub out the Christmas break, the 2 or 3 days we get at Christmas, we've been at home on a 2-day block once since November 11th.
Wow.
So, and that happened to be the New Year's Eve. So I'm not sure how much rest and relaxation came off that break. So we go about 2.5 months where we're not at home for 2 days off. And you could see it in our game, except the structure of our game's good. So it's what we talk about every day. How do you find that drive? We've noticed that when we play a team that we have some history with, we play pretty darn well. Our game is solid. I think we're probably going to lead the league in back-to-back games this year. So our schedules kind of take, I don't know, so much the starch out of us. And what I'm hoping for is it takes the normal arrogance out of you after you win, that you never get to feel that good about yourself during the season because you're grinding so hard. I think that can be a great thing for us. I think we come in humbled and hungry by the time we get to the playoffs.
I always wonder this because everybody says it in our business. We'll say, yeah, you're getting everybody's best effort when you show up as champions. Do you feel that now right, that you're going through it, seeing everybody?
Yeah, for sure. And there's the other piece to that is we felt last year we were getting a hard fight from everybody, and that was because of the style of game we played. When you came to the rink and you were playing the Panthers, you knew it was going to be a grinder because that's the game we played. And then you come back as the champion. And we know we played Vegas at home the first time we played them after they had beaten us. That was maybe our most dominant performance of the year. This is all good. It's not an excuse. It's other teams showing you the respect for what you've done. But yeah, they get wired for us. And you always know a bunch of guys around the league, other coaches, and you talk to them after the game, they say, "Wow, that's the best game we've played all year." You know, so this is all good for us. We're getting everybody's best. Our schedule is a meat grinder, and we're surviving. More importantly, I think in the last month, and you can't tell it by the win-loss record, we're starting to develop a style of play for this particular team. Every team is different. This team has, changing certain things that we do. We're grinding better now. We're staying closer together on the ice. We're moving as a pack better. I think we've gone through a stretch where we weren't scoring a lot of goals, and that was actually really good for us, too. I'm not worried about the offense. It'll come. But the defensive parts of our game are starting to round in to be pretty strong.
You're great about talking about your team. You've made it since day one, and you changed the style of play. You've made it about these guys and how well they play, and have been great about it. But we got to take a second. The next win will be number 900, yeah. Coach. That's a lot of damn win. And, boy, you break that into about 40, 45 wins a year. That's a lot of winning, Coach.
Yeah, it's a lot of games, and it'll be a milestone for sure. I've been really fortunate that that's been accelerated here in Florida because we've got such a good team and so many good players. But I've been lucky. Joe, at the end of the day, all of us to survive as long and then to be able to get to the end of, toward the end of your career and win a championship with a group of guys, and you get to keep that forever. That's the memory. That's the one that stands out. The single wins and losses, well, I'll probably remember Game 7 forever. But I think what you're left with that idea is how many just spectacular men you've crossed paths with that have impacted your life and a fire for it now. Like, I'm more interested in this game and these guys than ever in my coaching career. I just love going to the rink every day. I got a great staff. We all coach together, and I get on the ice with these guys at practice today, and they're all going to be happy to see each other off a day off. We'll get up and down the ice, and we'll have some laughs, but we'll work real hard, and that's the joy of the game. So it'll be a nice number, but it's the people that that you look forward to seeing every day.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but we always talk about this on the radio because there's been drama from some of our athletes on other teams. You a little bit in football and the basketball that Pat Riley's going through with Jimmy Butler right now. What's it like? Do you ever have any of that stuff that we just don't hear about, or is it just about guys know what they make, they go play, and we hear, like, you know, the Panthers, you don't hear much about them except they just keep winning.
Yeah, so I'm knocking on wood all over the place right now here. this room, and certainly over the course of 30 years, you deal with just about everything that every one of these teams in Florida's deal with. All these things happen. This group of guys is a special group. It truly is, from leadership, and it starts with Barkov, the kind of man that he is, and the selflessness. Like, there's an incredibly great story going on here in Florida, and I don't know that you can find it anywhere else in pro sports, but we've probably got five or six guys here, and I'm talking about core guys, big money guys that have all taken less to stay here, and you just don't see that. There's a selflessness to this, and again, it starts with your captain. Then it starts with Matthew Tkachuk coming in and saying, "No, I'm not making more than Barkov." And then you have these guys that fully, some of them it's because they've been other places and they get here and they fully appreciate what we have here. So, Joe, our owner, Mr. Viola, and his family treat us and the players incredibly well. There isn't anything that these guys need. And, I mean, we just got a brand new practice rink. Gorgeous. The players love each other in the room. This is a special place to come to work every day, and that's just not words for us. It's the truth. It's the culture. It was built by our ownership. They brought Bill Zito in. We brought the right kind of guys into our room, and now we get to benefit from it. Now, life happens to everybody, and things happen sometimes that just probably shock you, and sometimes you got to forgive and move on. We've been really, really lucky here with the men that we have. They just love each other, and because of that, it's a nice place to come to work.
Coach, just talking to guys that know a lot more about hockey than I do, a lot of former guys are living down here. Talk about one of the things with you is your ability through the gut and brain and being around this game to make changes on your lines during games to get a better feel and how things work out. Can you Can you talk about that? I know you have a little shakeup putting a young guy in your second line, and it's worked really well here early.
Well, it starts with really good players because you're not going to make a lot of space. This year's been different, though, Joe. Like, I think in my first 2 years, I pretty much had a really strong idea exactly what was going to happen every time I changed the lines, and it worked out that way. And we've got really good pairs. You know, the Barkov and Reinhardt pair has been just dynamic for us, and Tkachuk and Lundell and Lundstrom. So whoever you move around in there is going to have success because you're going to play with really good players. This year's been a little bit different. And part of it is, it's changed. You win this championship. This schedule's been so challenging for our group, and you're not sure exactly what you're seeing on the ice all the time. Are we just behind it? Are we playing well, but we're just out of gas? Those kind of questions a little bit more. And then almost 9 new players. So that's the challenge every year in our situation. Our core is kind of locked up. We'll always have a couple of guys coming up for contract, but we're bringing these new guys, and then we got to integrate them. It's been a bit more of a challenge this year. The young guy they're talking about, Maki Samuskevich, and I'm always a little bit careful about heaping too much praise on these young guys. But boy, has he done a marvelous job over year, growing. And I don't even say changing his game, but rather adding a whole bunch of hard NHL things. Joe, sometimes these kids never do that, right? They come in as really skilled guys, and there's no impetus to change. They're going to put up points. They're going to put up numbers. They're going to get paid. Why would I do hard things when I've had so much success just kind of being a numbers guy? And this young man has done the exact opposite. He led our hits the other night on the road, late in a road trip, and then he and Sam Bennett have something. They just have a connection, and they are when Matthew went back to the right wing with those two guys, it looked dynamic. So it's just really good players. You know, if you got good players, you move them around, they're still good players, and they find a way.
I always like good stories, man. Spencer Knight had some issues to take care of and his ability to come back. And you never know when one of those things happens. We see it in every sport. We talk about it, whatever you're going through. And for him to come back and play as well, I thought, well, we're going to have to check that one up. Yeah. But what a great ability to come back and be do a nice job as a backup.
Good for him, because I think a lot of hard work went into it, and he took the time and he did it right, and he works his program, and he's also an incredible athlete. And I think you're starting to see him relax a little bit in the net. He has his routine now that he's living. He's doing it right. He's putting a lot of time and effort into it, and he's starting to have a little bit of fun. He is an incredible physical athlete, and his once he learns the game and trusts his game, he's just going to keep getting better and better. I don't think these guys they don't come into their prime as a goalie until they're about 25, 26 years old. And that's usually because it takes them that long just to get enough experience on how to handle the pressure and the ups and downs of playing that unique position in our sport. So really happy with the year that he's having. He's trending so strongly for us. But based on his unique situation, all the credit to him and his family and his support group and the people around him. He's doing great. I think he's having fun on the ice, and he's part of the group now. So we're hopeful that he's past those darker days and that he can see a lot more fun days ahead of him.
Hey. Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep, each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach, real quickly, you've seen going through the playoffs from the last spot and the great run to get to the finals. You've done it from the top and taking care of it. How important is it to win the Atlantic? You guys are a point up right now, I believe, on Toronto. Is that important? Is that something you emphasize to your players?
No, I don't know how important it is, to be honest, because as you said, we got the worst seed in the league 2 years ago and won the Eastern Conference with it.
Right.
And then finish first. I do think it helped last year, but you hit Tampa in the first round last year, so that's no cakewalk. And that's what's going to happen this year. So our division has the gap has narrowed incredibly. So you can finish first and hit Tampa again. Right now, the Ottawa Senators are a team that's maturing, and they're a hard out. So I don't think you can pick a team that you want to play in the first round. And where you see sometimes going on the road is the best way to start a playoff series. And we started on the road with all of them 2 years ago. So the idea we get, you know, we started on the road in the conference finals in New York and that was good, but we started home against Edmonton and that went 7. So maybe there's an advantage for the 7th game. I don't know the answer. I know we're not going to spend any time thinking about it. You finish first and your game isn't right, you're in a whole lot of trouble, and you can finish 8th. If your game is right, one of my assistant coaches, Jamie Compon, coached with the LA Kings. They squeaked in the 8th spot and never trailed in a playoff series and won the Stanley Cup. So the 16 teams are so close together, and that's why our trophy is so spectacular to win, because there isn't a gap in 1 and 16. It's just so close. You've got to be right on your game for 2 straight months. And that'll have to happen this year to win again.
All right, before I let you go, trade deadline still a ways away. You still got some time. I see everybody saying, oh, they need defensive depth. Obviously, you work closely with your general manager. What do you tell them at this point? You got a pretty good feel for where you are and what you need to do. You know everybody else's team. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, most of what I do right now is you know, Bill and his pro scouting staff have gone through every team, every organization, every player that they think could benefit our team. And what I'm trying to do is push the guys that are on the edge possibly to get the best game out of them so we know what we have and what we need. The more quality games that I can get out of players 9 through 12 up front and 5 through 7 on the blue line, if we can develop a guy that we say, no, he's ready and he's fine, that's one less piece we have to go look for. So my job is to make that number real small so we get to the deadline and say, you know, one guy could really help. That's what I'm trying to do, not bring in 5 guys. Develop these guys into players that are Florida Panthers so we don't have to integrate anybody else new. I do think we've had some players from the start of the year to now really, really grow. Where at the start of the year, I would have agreed that we need what we would need, but I think our needs have slightly changed because we've had some guys really come in and step up and play well for us.
Coach, this has been great, man. Anytime you're back in town feel like talking, love having you, and thank you so much.
My pleasure. Look forward to it again. Right. Thanks.
Paul Maurice, Panthers head coach, joining us, and as always, just a friggin' star to have on. Panthers in action tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Then back at it on Sunday against the Islanders. Right now, I want to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers. Oh, my man over there, Jeff. Boy, we've been together a long time, Jeff. We're going back to, oh, man, before I got married. Wow, Jeff and Amanda over there, that's a father and daughter. Just a great place. If you've been to Beverly's Jewelers, you're looking for a jewelry store. Valentine's Day's coming up. Valentine's Day's coming up. And that's a big pop the big question time when a lot of people thinking about the engagement And before you do it, you got to get that perfect ring. And boy, I'll tell you what, Beverly's reached out to me, said we have an incredible offer. They don't want you to miss. Get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity E-Color, set in a custom-made 14-carat gold engagement ring for just $3,999. You're going to look like a superstar for $3,999. Choose from all shapes, larger sizes available, similar savings, but hurry. This deal is for a limited time. Plus, gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Beverly's has an unbeatable selection of diamond studs, tennis bracelets, jewelry, and anything else you might need for that special Valentine's Day coming up. So they got some great savings, 50 to 70% off on select items. I can go on and on, but listen, I trust Beverly's Jewelers, and I know you can too. Visit their Fort Lauderdale showroom on Commercial Boulevard or shop online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, it really is where South Florida gets engaged.